This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And it's time now for the Noon Farm Show, brought to you by Wayne Schaefer, your country insurance agent in Jerseyville. Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville, taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. Area Diesel Service of Carlinville, M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Jersey County Grain Company in Jerseyville and Hardin. And now here's WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you. There is a near record-setting amount of short positions in the corn and wheat markets approaching the end of this year. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about market conditions from now till the end of the year.
Well, they're trying to find some firm footing, particularly the corn and wheat markets. We've seen plenty of demand out there, but the concern is the supply, particularly as we look at corn. The bears have gained a lot more confidence, and they started seeing China reject cargoes of U.S. corn for unapproved GMO material, and when the Senate had a bill introduced that would eliminate the corn ethanol mandate. Those two things really emboldened the bears and gave them the confidence they needed to maintain their near-record large short positions. We can point to the Stats Canada report showing much larger wheat production for Canada than was previously believed, competing against in some of our key markets in East Asia, and also flooding across the border into the United States, really pressuring wheat prices. But overall, this is a time of year when we tend to seasonally firm prices into the early part of January, and so we're in a little bit of a battleground now as to when that's going to occur. I still believe that we're going to get a little bit of firmness into the end of the year. But unless we get a South American weather scare, it's probably not going to be a significant rally.
Now, how is the upcoming holiday affecting the markets? Are traders getting ready to sell some short positions potentially ahead of getting off work for a couple days?
Well, that's a very good point. That oftentimes plays into the firmness that we tend to see into the change of the calendar year. Speculative short positions or sold positions are near record levels for corn and wheat. Typically, they want to show those profits on their books at the end of the year, so we'll see them cover those short positions as we get into the end of the year so they can put those positions on their books then to show the profits. Also, the index fund rebalancing of their portfolios happens just after the first of the year, and especially for corn, it's believed that that's going to result in significant buying of corn right after the first of the year. Now, that may just merely offset some of the producer selling that we see in the new calendar year, but anyway, it's expected to bring quite a bit of buying into the trading floor. And so a lot of traders will want to start positioning for that. As we get around the holidays, we also tend to have very thin trade volume, and so that can lead to some erratic trade, but it can also lead to times when those traders who are left on the trading room floor happen to line up on the same side, you get some significant moves.
Again, that was Arlen Suderman with Water Street Solutions. Hamilton's hay auction was this past Saturday. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for an overview of the auction and a preview of this coming Saturday's auction.
Well, we had between 8-9 inches of snow on the ground, so that kind of hampered things, but we ended up with 320 small squares of alfalfa grass, and it was pretty heavy on the grass, and it was in a price range from 310 to 370. We had grass hay at 210 to 340, and we had straw from 250 to 260 a bale. Ended up with a lot of round bales. We had 110 round bales of grass hay, and it was in a price range from $15 up to $49. A lot of it was at 25 to 30. Ended up with 83 to 3 bales. The alfalfa was at 85.50, and we had some orchard grass at $63. And then we had a bunch of round bales of straw at $21 a bale. That was it for this week.
So it sounds like in spite of the snow, you still had a good week.
Yeah, we were a little light on buyer attendance. I think we only had around 20 buyer numbers out, but the people that came, they came to buy hay, so it all worked out well.
And can we get a preview for this coming weekend?
Well, right now we've just got some round bales consigned. We do have some 3x3s of good alfalfa, and then we have quite a few 3x3s of alfalfa orchard grass to be first cutting. And looking at the weather, it looks like we could see rain again this weekend, so it's going to be kind of hard to estimate on small squares.
So before we go here, if anyone wants to sell some hay, how do they get a hold of you again?
They can reach me at on my cell phone at 618-410-4293, or they can visit us on our website at hamiltonhayauction.com.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Farmers, meet your new hired hand. Country Financial is getting together with AgriVisor to package grain marketing and crop insurance to maximize farm income. With AgriVisor, there is finally a grain marketing management system that is dedicated to improving your bottom line. Combine it with crop insurance from Country, and you've got a winning combination. To find out more, contact your local Country agent, Wayne Schaefer, in Jerseyville. Give us a call at 498-5800.
Some people can't get enough of the holiday season, which is why farmer-owned Prairie Farms Dairy came out with special holiday milks, now available at your local grocer. Try chocolate cherry, chocolate mint, or candy cane milks. For a quick taste of the season, grab a quart. Holiday milks in chocolate cherry, chocolate milk, and candy cane flavors, now available at your local grocer. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
If fuel prices are costing you a small fortune, Area Diesel Service can help with 5 new Agricultural Diesel Solutions modules. Now over 400 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower. And these performance modules aren't just for combines, there are modules for light and medium duty trucks. Truck Edition modules will give your Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax, Dodge, Caterpillar, and International pickups and work trucks increased horsepower and up to 3 more miles per gallon. Call 800-637-2658 or go to areadieselstore.com for more details.
Haul to Jersey County Grain's Hardin River Terminal and you'll save fuel, time, and headache. You won't have to fight traffic or wait in line forever either. Barge shipping rates are low and their prices usually beat the competition. Call Jersey County Grain in Jerseyville or Hardin, or check their website for quotes at jerseycountygrain.com. You can also get daily grain bids by email or text message. See Jersey County Grain for details.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Do you have your Christmas shopping done yet? Ariston Productivity recently surveyed row crop growers across the Corn Belt and surrounding states. From more than 100 survey responses, the company discovered all things wireless, top of the list of technology-related gifts farmers want for Christmas this year. Bill Moffitt is president of Ariston Productivity.
It was interesting. The top vote getters were all about wireless products and wireless productivity. More than 40% of the respondents said that they wanted wireless remote cameras and wireless remote weather stations or soil sensors, and that they wanted to be able to put them out on the farmstead. Over half of the respondents said that they wanted a wireless farm network extending beyond their homes out into the farmstead and even out into the fields beyond.
Now is the time of year where diets get thrown out the window, people resort to loosening their belts a notch, and we want to stay indoors instead of going out for a workout. But I spoke with Joyce Fickrey of St. Louis Dairy Council about some healthy habits people should try to stick to for the season.
Well, of course, dairy is important every day because we need at least 3 servings of either milk, yogurt, or cheese on a daily basis. Primarily because it provides us with calcium, it also gives us protein, and there are other essential nutrients that we get from dairy foods. So it's important every day, but over the holidays, it's really beneficial because of its protein content, it can actually kind of help us ward off the hunger. And for many of us, when we're going out to our dinner parties or enjoying a family get-together, oftentimes, we may tend to overeat when we're at a party. So if we start out by eating maybe a little bit of cheese, having some yogurt, or drinking a glass of milk before we even go out to the party, it can actually help stave off the hunger and prevent us, hopefully, from overeating.
And, of course, with all of this eating, it's important to get in some exercise, right?
It is very important. You know, we need to be getting at least 30 minutes each and every day, if we can. And so over the holidays, it just gets to be kind of hectic. So we just have to keep it in mind, make sure we do plan some type of activity. If you're together with your family, maybe it's some type of family activity. Maybe you can go out bowling or ice skating or something like that. But the importance of exercise over the holidays will benefit us, making sure that we get this time in, because typically we do gain weight over the holidays. So by making sure we have that exercise, it can actually help us kind of maintain our weight and hopefully stop some of that extra weight gain.
Again, that was Joyce Fickrey with the St. Louis Dairy Council. The Mid-Illinois pork producers are doing a holiday pork certificate giveaway. If you would like to be entered for a chance to win $10 worth of pork certificates, just shoot an email to angela@wsmiradio.com. We will be announcing the winners tomorrow morning. Only one entry per family, and again, just send me an email with your name and mailing address for a chance to win. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for stopping by.